Hello.
Hi, I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. Can I speak to the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am. This is him.
And
My
I
name
do
is.
need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I
Yes,
help
ma'am.
you?
I just want to file my unemployment.
Okay, I can help you with that. It takes about 15 minutes to do it over the phone. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what is your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It is 423-37-7070.
Okay, 423-37-7070.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Lamarcus Stokes.
And your date of birth?
August 14, 1991.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Teresa Stokes.
And your Alabama driver's license number?
842-6768.
Okay, thank you. And you're a male, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, either direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit. Yes, ma'am.
And is this for a checking or savings account?
It's for safe.
And I'm going to need the account number and the routing number, please.
Yes, ma'am. The account number is
Can you speak more directly into the phone, please?
yes, ma'am. Let me.
Having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now, ma'am?
Not, yeah, that's much better.
Okay, yes, ma'am. But it is my account number first. It is 828-6400.
All right, that's 828-6400.
Yes, ma'am.
And the routing number.
The routing number is 2622-77419.
Okay, 262-277-419.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
It is 3750 17th Street, Apartment 3, and that is Northport, Alabama. And the zip code is 35476.
And is your home address the same as your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
205-409-5825.
All right, that's 205-409-5825. And your address is 3750 17th Street, Apartment 3, Northport, Alabama, 35476.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits. So I'm going to ask you some randomly generated questions, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Auburn, Enterprise, Tuscaloosa, Selma, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 192 Sherwood Court, 3970 Coleman Road, 6470 Coleman Dairy Road South, 818 34th Avenue, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
818 34th Avenue.
Okay. Based on your background, in what county is 5204 Cali Liza Prairie? Escambia, Jackson, Lauderdale, Tallapoosa, or I've never been associated with this address?
I've never been associated with that address.
Okay. All right, moving on. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. I went back to work. That's why I stopped filing. If that's what you're asking, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked at your last job?
It was this past Friday, which was December the 9th.
Okay. And are you mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you filed for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you obtain work through a union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a date to return to work?
Not a definite date. She just said sometime in the second week of January.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you want to say the 16th?
Yes, ma'am. We can say something like that, maybe January the 15th. Yes,
okay.
Because she didn't give me a definite date. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your job title?
Housekeeping.
And do you work for the University of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is a phone number for your employer?
Give me just 1 second. Let me look for it real fast. Okay. It is 205. 331-6000.
Okay, 205-231-6000.
I'm sorry, 331. It's 331-6000.
Okay,
Yes,
thanks.
ma'am. Yes,
And when
ma'am.
did you start working there?
I started August the 8th.
Okay.
Around August the 8th, yes, ma'am.
Of this year?
Of this year, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working there?
It's Christmas holiday break for my students. My fraternity boys, and
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And if you'll grab a pencil and a piece of paper, I'm going to give you a temporary PIN number.
Yes, ma'am. I've got one right now.
Okay, your temporary PIN number is 7091.
7091, okay. Yes, ma'am.
And hold on to that PIN because I've got a couple more things for you to write down and then we'll be finished, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to this website.
Okay.
The first part of this website is all one word. It's Alabama Works,
okay.
W-O-R-K-S, all one word, dot Alabama,
okay.
.gov.
Dot gov.
And that's to update your online resume with the Alabama Career Center. This may not apply to you necessarily because you have a return to work date, but
okay.
I still have to read it to you.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
And you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the following week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, then the website you're going to go to is this, and you'll need to write this down.
Yes, ma'am.
www.labor, L-A-B-O-R,
okay.
.alabama.gov.
All right. Got it.
And if you choose to file your weekly certification over the phone, then the number that you're going to call is 800-752.
Okay.
7389.
All righty.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're going to make your first certification beginning this Sunday, which is December 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, you're going to call this number. It's 800 361 4524.
All righty.
And that completes your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.